Welcome to the Essential Shift Podcast. My name is Laetitia Andrac. If you're a mission-driven entrepreneur looking to grow your soul-aligned business by blending strategy, practical tips, and spiritual wisdom, you're in the right place. Enjoy these conversations about the art of mastering essential shifts in all areas of business and life. Open your heart and mind to all the possibilities that are waiting for you. Welcome to a new episode of the Essential Shift Podcast. Today I have a special guest for you, Emily Simon. Before I get to introduce her and the highlights of our conversation, I just want to check in. How are you feeling? We are in the last stretch of 2023, and it is essential right now for you to reflect on 2023. My Abundant Vision Bootcamp is available for you on demand if you are ready to reflect, set your unique vision for 2024, and strategize and plan for your vision to come to life. This is exactly what Emily, who I welcome on the podcast today, did last year. She did the Abundant Vision Bootcamp 2023, and she ticked all the items from her vision, and she will share today where she's at. She's part of The Circle, which is my community. She came to my last business retreat in 2023. She's coming to the next one in 2024. She's part of my mastermind. She is a truly unique soul. She brings her sparkle to her clients in the beauty industry. She brings her 15 years of experience in the beauty industry. But also, as she burnt out, she created another business, which is called Community, which is all about creative workshops. It is a true honor to welcome her on this conversation. You're going to see she is no bullshit. She doesn't hold back. She shares her knowledge and her journey with an authentic voice. She is inspiring so many around us. So I hope she will inspire you as well. And if you're ready to join her, myself, and all the other women who've already signed up for it, you can join us in March 2024 for my next business birthing retreat in Barrie. I can't wait to hold space for you to go through your own transformative journey. Without further ado, I leave you with Emily. Hello, Emily. Thank you so much for coming on the Essential Shift Podcast.
Thank you, Laetitia, for having me. I'm so, so super excited to be here today.
I can't wait for all the listeners to hear about you and learn from you. But before we dive into who you are, what you do, and all the magic that you have within you, Em, can you share with our listener who you are as a human being? So anything you know about your human design, your astrology sign, or anything you want to share with them?
Yeah, of course. Okay, so my name's Em. I'm an Aquarian manifesting generator who has always got 1,000 bazillion different ideas and, you know, 47 fingers in all of the pies. Loves to think the most and the best of absolutely everybody. Also obsessed with my Finny, who's my doggo, and pretty much anything to do with skin and coffee. So
yes,
I love blending, I guess, the woo-woo and the kind of airy side of myself with the really kind of traditional grounded part of myself as well.
So yes.
Yeah. Kind of me in a nutshell.
I love it. And you're definitely an Aquarius. We're both Aquarius, and we really get into that space of creativity, of innovation, of rebellion, and changing the way things are done in your industry. It's really something that you stand for. So Emily, what I would love for the listener to hear first is, how did you end up becoming a business owner?
Oh, goodness. Okay, so that is probably a long story, but I'll do my best to kind of keep it down. I, many moons ago, was very blessed to have a mum that actually looked after herself. And I think that's kind of how I fell into the beauty industry, actually, to start with. And I loved watching the time that she took for herself to do it. It became her ritual. And I didn't know it at the time, but that was part of, I guess, her self-confidence, her bits and pieces. And then I thought, you know what? That's kind of cool. So I did my work experience in a beauty salon. And let me tell you, I'm not even going to tell you the things that I had to do. And all I can say is I thank whoever I need to thank for increased and better hygiene laws in Queensland. Oh, not okay. And then I actually had my babies really young. So I had two kids by the time I was 20. And I was sitting with my best friend one day, and she literally looked at me and she said, "Dal, what are you doing with your life?" I thought, "Oh, crap, that's a really big question." And then that's when I went and started studying beauty therapy. So there was that. I jumped into salon, and then I thought, oh, this is not me. This is not my, I'm not here just to wax or just there's, I've got so much more that I can bring. And one of the clinic, the brands that we used to work with, that's where I found my love of business also. I was like, I feel like I could do that as well. So I just threw it out to her. One day, you know, if there's anything that comes up with you, just if you think I'd suit it, give me a call. Next thing I know, I'm working for one of Australia's leading skincare brands as an in-clinic educator, an eventing person. So I spent my days teaching people how to have better skin. And then from there, over the next 15 years, I was so blessed to be able to kind of, you know, really move through the ranks, I guess, and ended up as the regional manager managing half of Australia for, you know, the leading skincare. So that was, I was with the company for 15 years and it was incredible. I got to work with franchise businesses, individual owners, you know, startup businesses. I got to learn from some of the best people in the industry just through conversations. And I did the traditional burnout, you know, like the whole COVID story. I'm not going down that route, but I literally woke up one day and thought, I'm done. I'm done doing this for somebody else. Like the way that the business is being done doesn't fit me anymore. And I know that the way that I do things works for these women. Because, you know, everybody's always at a different stage in their life and business. And when you're working with them, you need to meet them there, right? You've got to be where they're at. Otherwise, you're not helping. You're just telling. And nobody learns. And it's a big, absolute big mess. So I think that moment of literally, it just dropped in. And I was like, that's it. I'm done. Totally done. And I messaged my husband at the time and just said, how do you feel about me resigning? And he said, you've got to do what works for you. And within 6 hours, I'd resigned and thought, oh, okay. That was big. Where are we going next? And then that's when it all really started to come together. My clients that I had worked with through my corporate role started reaching out and saying, oh my gosh, Em, you know, we need your sparkle. We need you to help us. Like, we can't do this without you. And they could because, you know, like we're all incredible. But just to have somebody guide them and to have that, though, I was like, that's it. Here we go. And
That's
that's, yeah,
beautiful.
pretty much when I decided that I'm going to give them my sparkle and my brand.
I love it. And that's beautiful how you took us on that journey of you transforming, trusting yourself more and more, refining your craft. And that's what I love to say. It's often we think that we go down the path of being in corporate. And, you know, when we quit, we're like, oh my gosh, why did I do that? But actually, it's giving you the strength that now you have to serve your clients in a way that's truly authentic. Because you have knowledge, you have experience, you have 15 years of being so known in the industry that then you can definitely bring the M sparkle in your own way now to impact those beautiful beauty therapists wherever they are in their journey.
It's been hugely rewarding. I actually think it's been one of the most rewarding things that I've ever done. Like, you know, most people in business, it's hard, but you know, that moment where I get the message just saying, oh my gosh, Em, we did it, you know, like it worked, it came off. I, you know, had one of my beautiful clients had some background issues and ended up with a large bill. And the day that she messaged me, I was overseas and she's like, I know you're on holidays, but I have to tell you, we did it. You know, so being able to impact women in their own, not just in their business, it changes their lives. Like, it really impacts who and how they see themselves as a person. And that's what I love, you know, and I think that's one of the biggest things that I realized is that when I work with my clients, it's, we're not just working on your spreadsheets. We're not just working on your strategies. We're, you know, like working on who do you want to be when you look in the mirror every day? You know, and it's inverted, you know, like I don't directly actually know I have asked them that. And just, yeah, helping that personal growth at the same time. It's just, it's incredible. And I love that how it's come about has been, it's been a little crunchy, I would say. You know, like even afterwards, I knew that I wanted to coach and I knew that I wanted to help, but there's always been this like how you're supposed to do it. And I know that you guys can't see me air quoting, but you know, how business is supposed to happen versus how I think it should happen. Like it needs to be a lot more flexible. So even me, it's taken a long time to be comfortable in my hugely big, vibrant personality, you know, like when you're in corporate, you're told how to do things and it doesn't always work. It really doesn't. Yeah, so that's been one also, you know, just as a side note, because, you know, I also go off on, this is my Manny Jen part of me that's going to go on 57,000 tangents, was, you know, when we went on retreat last year, no, this year was my first business retreat, and I didn't really know what I was going to get out of it, but I knew I needed to go. And, you know, like I loved that experience actually was really important because it kind of just, I got the drop in basically, the click on who am I when I serve my people. And we coined that wealth being, you know, like that was kind of like the framework there is like, yeah, this is what we do. This is what I do. Okay. Yeah. So it's been, it's really cool. Sorry, I don't even remember what you were telling me. I'm just like so excited to just like share everything. My arms are going everywhere. I'm like,
I love that. I love that about you. You're so authentic and vibrant. It's a joy to have you always in the space. And thank you so much for everything you bring within the Circle community. At that retreat, you were, you know, as someone who was also helping the other woman, because I truly believe when someone comes in a retreat with me, it's not just me holding the space and facilitating. Of course, I am here to do that, but it's also everyone else tapping into everyone else's wisdom. And you brought so much during that retreat as well. I'm truly grateful. But witnessing you stepping more and more into your authority, into your knowledge, has been highly rewarding as well. So thank you for letting me witness that and hold space for that. Because
thank you for creating it. I'll never forget how I, you know, when I found you literally lying in bed, sick as a dog. And then I saw Essential Shift come up and there was a question. I was like, yes, that's me. I think something very special happened that day. Yes, like let's put it in the cart, do whatever you need to make happen.
I love it. I love it. And it's so you, like following your intuition. So what has been in your business journey since creating your business and supporting the beautiful women that you support now, helping them grow their business profitably in the beauty industry and beyond? What has been your hurdle along the way? What has been the obstacles that you had to overcome? Because some women may be listening to this, or men as well. Hello, men, you're welcome to this episode. But really kind of ready to quit their 9-to-5, ready to go all in to back themselves. But they're like, oh my gosh, it's going to be a hard journey. Let's uncover for them some of the obstacles and give them some ways to actually embrace the journey. Would you like to share a few obstacles that you've came across and how you overcome them?
Yep, absolutely. Okay, I think the biggest thing is learning to back yourself. I think one of the biggest fears that most people have is being able to step away from the comfort of money magically. Well, it's not magic because you've probably given your soul for those dollars, you know, magically just popping into your bank account. That's the safety net, really. So I guess for me, the biggest thing was to, it took a lot of process and, you know, like finding the circle and really just being able to create the space. I think that's one of the biggest things that I learned was you're never, ever going to do what you want to do unless you've got the space to do it. Because if you're too busy filling up your calendar with busy stuff or something, because it actually gives you that feeling of purpose to have a busy calendar, you will never do it. You will get caught up on the rabbit wheel, and what would have been 5 years down the track and you're highly successful, living your bloody best life, you're still thinking about it. So create the space and be honest with yourself. It's hard. It's a hard conversation to have because you've got to, there's a, you've got to really look at yourself in the mirror and make the decision. So that was probably one of my biggest obstacles. How I got over it, as I kind of touched on, was surrounding myself with people that had done that. So find people, find your tribe. And I know they people say that a lot, but that's also one of the things that I love the most about the circle is that we are all in it together, but we're not all from the same industry. So just surround yourself with those kind of people. The next biggest thing, I guess, was biggest hurdle has been to define actually who I am as a business coach and how do I serve. So, as we mentioned earlier, like being able to wade through what's expected or what a traditional coach does versus who you are at your core. So that was a really huge hurdle for me. And I'm still putting that together, like it's always a work in progress, but the how I did that again was having conversations with people. Like they've got to get honest. How do you see me? And hearing things that people go, oh no, Em, we love that the quirk about you. Just it's not uncommon to see me ready for the day in my black sequin jacket, high heels, red lips with my incense burning, doing my daily reading. Like that is not classed as normal. But really to find again that space. So that was one of my biggest hurdles. And since I've embraced it, and literally embracing it just means at the end of the day, fuck it. Nobody else has got your life. You get one chance at this life. What there's two sentences you're ever going to say to yourself is, I'm glad I did, or I wish I did. And I don't want to be saying any of those, I wish I did, let me tell you. So, being comfortable in my own skin and what I was going to do. And then what else was a bit of a hurdle? Staying self-motivated is actually, like I am very excited about lots of things, but the consistency part, I'm not going to lie, is probably the biggest struggle I found, working for myself and the self-discipline. Oh, even now I'm just like, ugh. But I just want to go and do all the fun things. But yeah, that's probably been my biggest obstacle. But if I had any advice to anybody, is I'm like, just do it. If you've got to find somebody who is working with you 3 hours a week to keep you accountable and in that space of flow, you do it. It's worth every bloody penny. Even if it's a girlfriend, find a girlfriend that and say, this is the list that I want to achieve by the end of the week. You got to call me. So for anyone who's like me, who I am disciplined and self-serving and things now, but that was the biggest thing in the beginning, is it's so huge to think, holy Moses, I'm going to start my own business. And you get caught up in the details, like what am I going to offer? What am I going to charge? Do I have a website? Do I have this? And you don't really need all that stuff to start. You just got to do it, right?
You just need clients to start, right?
Well, you do. You absolutely need clients. And all you need is one friend that's willing to kind of, put your name out there or
Exactly.
find your people.
Yes. I love that. And thank you for sharing authentically what came up for you, because actually, I'm sure some people listening to that will be like, oh my gosh, I feel that too. And that's so true. And that's so well said. And giving them tips on how to recover from it. What I love about what you shared around the consistency, it's really about the fact of we all see everyone else, chapter 10 in business. And I'm like, okay, so I need to have all of this set up, when actually I always say inaction is worse than imperfect action. So really starting imperfectly and finding these first clients, these first few clients that buy your product, sign up for your subscription service or sign up for your services, and then you grow from there. And so I love that you shared that. Thank you so much, Em, for being authentic and sharing with that. So now that You've shared about the obstacle. Can you tell us what you enjoyed the most since being a business owner? What are the things that you're like, oh?
Okay, so what do I love as a business owner? One of my biggest things in life is just seeing other people be successful. And if I can have any impact on that, that lights my soul up. And for all of you that are listening, if you could actually see Letitia and I right now, like it's a flail. It's great. So the most rewarding things or my favorite things to do are basically find the gaps. It sounds a bit geeky, but I love it, is that, people kind of know what they're doing, but they're totally stuck in the business. So I love to kind of go in and do that audit and, get my investigative hat on and see what's working, see what's not working, and then help them kind of bridge it all. It's been amazing having the full facet of what I've done because, a lot of my clients, they're actually regional. And, they'll go in and they're like, "Em, I'm having trouble with this team member doing consult. Can you help her out with that?" "Yeah, sure, of course, because if she's successful, the team's successful." "Em, I want to do this next year. How do we do it?" "All right, well, let's dig in." So I love the flexibility and I love kind of, that auditing and helping with the planning. I also love helping my clients find their rituals, like, and their personal thing. And one of my actual biggest impactful moments was when we were together getting ready for our photo shoot at the retreat. And I was going through, doing my hair, my makeup, which is very strategic. It's a step by step. And it really wasn't until that moment that I realized that that was my ritual.
Yes.
That's how I center myself to be able to go on to the next stage. So one of the other things I love is being able to help people find, well, what is your ritual? And the whole precipice for how I work in my businesses is it's like you, what we're building is your version of success. We're going to do it the way you want to do it, not the way that they tell you you have to do it. So if getting up in the morning and having a coffee followed by hair and makeup is how you center yourself and is your moment of peace, well, then that's what it is. If
Yes.
it's go outside, light your incense, do your card reading for the day or a meditation, and that's what we do. And we just make sure that that's built in to your calendar. So I love helping women create that because not only does it make them better business women, a lot of the times it actually makes them feel better as a mum. It reduces mum guilt because they're not trying to pour from an empty cup anymore. They're literally just finding those moments to replenish and refuel themselves, which anyone who's, been a mom and had to manage working and wifey duties and all the things, like, that's a lot. Like, it's a lot. And it's not until now that I'm a 42-year-old empty nester that I realize how much it is. Like, holy, take my hat off to all you ladies and gentlemen out there. Like that shit's a lot. So, and also the other thing, you've got me going now, is the discovery of practical arts and mindfulness within business, because that is also a massive, massive gap. I also teach creative workshops, as you know, and that came about as part of my burnout recovery. So a lot of the women that I serve are on that hamster wheel, and by integrating, excuse me, arts and crafts and just practical things to change the way that their brain waves are working to cause that time out is just so rewarding. They ring me now and they go, "Okay, and next time you come out and visit, you've got an activity planned for us, right? Because we kind of feel like we need to do a little bit of a reset." So, even being able to make business owners aware that when you're doing something like this, you're not mucking around. You're not being productive. You're actually giving back to yourself, replenishing your brain to a way that's going to allow you to fulfill your biggest dreams and all the fun and things like that. So that would be my three that I love. I could give you rattle off a bazillion lists more. Like, when they say, "We're reviewing figures and we've doubled our numbers in 12 months," like, and increased profitability. That's pretty bloody rewarding as well.
Yes, definitely. I love what you shared because there is, without noticing it, you've mentioned the head, the heart, and the creativity is a body, the will, so the three elements of the logo of Essential Shift. So you're really here to nurture them from the head, the thinking, the planning, the doings, the auditing, then the heart, you know, what is really their rituals, how they want to look after themselves and so on. And then the creativity with their hand, which is a will, and really like nourishing their creativity with your workshop and with your approach, which I really love. And that's beautiful. And so some a question that is popping and I would love, you know, for you to answer it is, you said you went for the first time on this business retreat where the business birthing retreat in Barrie last year. What has been transformative during this retreat? Because you said something dropped. What dropped and, you know, what happened? And because there are a lot of people who listen and then they message me and they're like, oh, I would love to come on a retreat, but I've never been on a retreat. What to expect? And I don't want to tell them what to expect because everyone is having a different experience. But I would love from your perspective to share a bit more about what you experienced coming on a retreat with me.
Absolutely. So I would say to all of those people listening, expect the unexpected because you don't know what's going to come up for you in that time, but know that it's what's meant to be for you. So for me, I think the biggest drop in was really how I blend the creative and the strategy together to serve. Like what really dropped in for me was that it all fit together and how I could actually deliver that in a framework, I guess, to my clients. And that definitely came through with some of the conversations that we had in our time together, but also just over the few days speaking to the other women that are in completely different industries. Everyone had such a different way of looking at things that it was through those inverted sort of conversations that no matter what industry you're in, what I offered was true, but it kind of took us to be, you know, doing our rituals for that to really set in. So I guess for me, the biggest transformation that came out of that was it really confirmed how I need to serve my clients and how I was going to do it, because I've been coaching for quite some time. But if you had said to me, what's the framework? How do you do that? I would have probably just said to you, oh yeah, whatever they need. Whereas now I can actually say to you, like we just kind of covered, is that no, we're going to find what works for you, what works for your business, and we're going to do it through a toolkit of a variety of different things until we find what's right for you and what works for you. So that was definitely my biggest transformation. And you would remember I went through and did all the activities and everybody's kind of, you know, doing all their work. And I'm sort of like looking at flies, the butterflies going, oh, okay, I'm probably not doing this right. Am I doing this wrong? Because I'm not getting any divine beings of lightning bolts hitting me. But yeah, when I was in the car kind of driving home, that was all the downloads, you know, that space, that quietness. Driving from Barrie back to Brisbane, there was a lot of space. And that's what really came true. I was like literally writing notes and there's circles and there's no, it was really amazing. And like you were saying, that every person has the medicine that they bring in those retreats. And, you know, what I was learning from the other ladies, there were a few moments where my life experiences, I was really, truly grateful to be able to share mine that, you know, may have made one of the other ladies' lives a little bit easier just moving forward.
Definitely.
That really hit my heart. So those are my biggest ones.
And I love what you said. And that's why I always say to allow space for integration after a retreat or after a workshop or after, you know, doing a course or something. Don't jump straight away onto the next thing. Like, let's this simmer and integrate, because some people will have the breakthrough during the experience, during the retreat, during the workshop, during the training, and some people it will arrive from space a few hours later, a few days later, a few weeks later. I know for myself, every time I go on a retreat or on an experience, I'm not someone who's getting the breakthrough during. It's often after. So I need to allow this space for integration and silence, as you said, for this to come back. And actually, when I am attending those events, because I attend a lot of retreat myself, I'm going on a retreat on the 5th of October for 4 days in the middle of nowhere with my Aboriginal elder. So it's like I'm always going on retreat, and every time I have those beautiful conversation with everyone, and I'm helping everyone, and I know I'm receiving guidance and medicine and so on, but I am in the thing, which is the same thing when we are working in our business. And then it's when we step away that we gain this clarity, this downloads, this moment of, that's what I needed. That's why I went. So always allowing space for that. So I love that you drove back to Brisbane. Look at you driving from Brisbane. Only Aussie will do that. It's too long
yes.
to do that.
Oh, it was, you know what, it was needed. It was a great adventure for where everything is in life at the moment. So yeah, it's just such a beautiful journey, and I just love being able to impact people in, I guess, the non-traditional way. I've got clients that are in the medical industry, and like, I'm talking no woo-woo whatsoever. And they'd kind of laugh at me, but now I've heard one of them going, "You're going to bring your woo-woo stuff, right?" "Yes, yes, I am." She's like, "Oh, good. I feel like I need a bit of whatever it is you're doing to me." Like,
yes.
I'm like, "Oh, okay, I got you. I got you, girl." Yeah, I even remember one management meeting I was in. One of the, I actually took my aura spray and my tuning fork and literally spritzed her. She was being negative, and I was like, "Nope. I'm going to clear the air here." No.
And I love that. What gave you permission to do all of that? What happened through the process? Because I know a lot of people who are listening to this podcast are keen to dive deeper into their spiritual practices, their intuition. But, you know, in our day and time, it's judged negatively often. So we tend to hide that. And it's been my story. But now I'm like fully out there. What has been your story of coming out of the closet, and what helped you in the process?
I think having enough personal experiences was enough to give me the confidence. And I am also a big believer in, it doesn't, if it works for you, then it would probably going to work for somebody else. And not everybody, you know, your mama always tells you, not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody's going to like what you have to offer. And you know what? That's okay. They'll go and find the people that do. So I think for me, the confidence came from having conversations with people and just talking to them about what I was doing. Like, you know, it's very rare that some, I will say, "Oh, you know, no, I've got my women's circle on, you know, da-da-da, my new moon circle." And they'll go, "Then what? What are you doing?" And then it's when I explain it to them, what I do, like, that's when I was, "Oh, that sounds really amazing, Em," or, "Oh, wow, that's really cool." So the interest is there. And I think just through those conversations, it reinforces how much it's needed. And to be able to openly say, "You know what, this is who I am, take it or leave it," is a big thing, but it again is needed, because you will never get where you want to be if you keep hiding who you are. There's always going to be that part of you that's going to second guess themselves, give you anxiety, raise your cortisol. And I'm sorry, I am in the beauty industry. Raise cortisol levels is bad for wrinkles and skin. Okay. Don't do it. It's not okay. So, yeah, I think my very long answer to that question is just by sharing personal experiences. And I've had a couple of negative, as I said, I've had clients, and I just look at them and go, "Well, it works for me, boo. And if I can continue to serve you and help you double your figures in business, and this is how I do it," they kind of go, "Yeah, okay, you do you." But just really remembering that not everybody is going to like your brand of music or your flavor or your sparkle. I mean, I'm a big personality and I might be too much for some people. And you know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
There's a cool t-shirt that I've seen floating around. If I'm too much, go find less. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. And it's so beautiful how you said the fact that we, when we trust ourselves, basically we back ourselves, and we know if we are too much for someone, we don't fit in the box. We don't care, because in the circle, in our community, we're not here to fit in a box. We're here to stand on a box and illuminate everyone else. So
oh,
whether
yes,
you
we're
want
gonna
to stand,
smash that box.
so stand on the box with us. Oh, I
Yes.
love that. Thank you, Em. So for anyone who's listening to this and is like, okay, I'm very intrigued now. What is an M business? What does she do? How can I reach out to her? Can you do a little bit of a quick elevator pitch of what you do? Declare what's your brand and how they can hang out with you? What is your favorite platform for them to reach out or anything you'd like to share with our audience?
Absolutely. So I'm Emily, the cosmetic industry coach, and I work with beautiful business owners in helping them find a way that works for them in business, not the traditional format. We do it flexibly, at their own pace. And yeah, we really just dig in and we find whatever works for you. So my favorite platform actually is to hang out on is Instagram. I, as Letitia knows, this whole like finding and labeling myself has been also part of probably one of my biggest challenges. We'll add that to our list earlier. So you can find me at Emily, EMELLY.Simons, SIMONS on Instagram. Jump in, have a little bit of a look. The beauty of seeing that platform is actually I am very authentic. You are going to see who I am as a human, how I work, you know, what I love to surround myself with. Yeah, so check it out. And if you'd like to know more, send me a message. I would love to have a chat and see if we fit.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much, Em, for today. It was so good to have you. And please reach out to Emily. She's amazing. You will see her personality is full of sparkle and I just love you so much, Em. I'm so proud of
you
you
too.
For going on that journey of owning fully your sparkle.
Yes, and thank you so, so much for having me and giving me this amazing opportunity. You know how much this meant to me. That was actually on my bucket list to be able to do it. So a bazillion, million, zillion times, thank you. I love what you've created. I love that I get to be a part of it. And yeah, I just love that we get to serve people, you know, in a very traditional sense, but also in a non-traditional sense. I love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Em. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for tuning into the Essential Shift podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe, leave a review, and even give it a shout out on social media. You can find me at essential.shift on Instagram. Until next episode, blessed be.